Hey, it's your boy, Carlos Nieto.
And I'm Isaac Norn. Hey, Carlos, guess what?
What?
We're back with another totally tubular Tuesday Radioactive podcast. Radioactive is a high school program through KUOW.
Totally. Today we bring you everything sketched, drawn, penciled, penned, and doodled.
Everyone's doodled at some point. Your mom, your dad, sister, cousin.
Teacher, lifeguard, coach, financial advisor.
Even our friend here at Radioactive, Shrikar Panumaka. He went and asked people at his dad's work what they liked to doodle most.
I like to doodle my name. I like to draw my name in like different characters and different sizes and fonts and color it in different ways.
Fish, which was smiling with a human teeth.
I find myself doodling flowers a lot.
Random patterns like I'll make boxes or cubes or cuboids.
Faces, people.
I just draw up a cartoon.
I like making signs using alphabets.
Abstract symbols or pictures of mountains, trees, dinosaurs.
I generally don't doodle pictures of weapons, medieval weapons.
Some trees, leaves, homes.
I take paper, I do pencil, I draw in paper.
A teapot.
Dude, I have never met somebody who likes to doodle teapots.
I guess that everybody likes to doodle something different.
Wait, didn't you get a story about that?
Yeah, Katie Sewell at KUOW has a bunch of doodles.
In front of me right now I have, three, four, five books. They are all sketchbooks, but inside they are full of doodles that have been done while we were at work since 2006 to now.
Who started them?
Well, you know, we started, both me, I'm the producer of the show Weekday, and the host of the show, Steve Scherer, both had a tendency to doodle during the course of the show as a way of paying attention to what the people were saying. Because sometimes when you're doodling, your mind is actually able to focus a little bit better. And we were both doing this, and we would show our drawings to each other at the end of each day. But we weren't saving them at all. And so for Christmas in, I guess it would have been Christmas 2005, Steve bought me this first sketchbook with the purpose of keeping all of them instead of throwing them away. And neither one of us thought it was going to be an ongoing thing, but as the books filled up, we kept buying another one and another one and another one. And now we have a visual record of every show we've done. Not every show, but most shows we've done since 2006.
How many doodles do you think you have in all?
Whoa. I don't know. At least a few hundred. I've had interns that contributed to them. And I've had, different producers that have come and go and worked on the show. If they could draw, they have doodles in here. So, I don't know. It could be 500, maybe? 500 different drawings. Some are really big. Some of them are really small. It just depends.
Are there any famous doodles in here by any famous people?
Actually, yes, there are. Because we started putting notebooks in front of people while they were here. Art Spiegelman, the cartoonist that drew Mouse, which was the thing about the Holocaust. He has a drawing of his characters in here. Tony Angel, who's a local artist who does mostly drawings of crows. He's really well known for that. I've got a crow from him in here. Political cartoonist David Horsey drew his characterization of Dick Cheney in here. So it's got little touches of a whole bunch of different people in there.
That was awesome. I love the people here.
Yeah, it's funny how they collected a bunch of doodles.
Carlos, what would you put in the book?
I'd probably just draw something crazy like a flying purple Sasquatch with laser beam eyes. What about you, Isaac?
I don't know. I like doodling little tornadoes with houses swirling around in them. It's easy and it's a good stress relief.
If only we could get paid for stress relief, like artists.
It would be kind of fun to be an artist for a living.
Oh, hey, yeah. You talked to that tattoo artist, right?
Yeah, and if you love doodling, then you could totally do this for a living. Ben Bolin, he's a tattoo artist down at Deep Roots, and he shares his story with us on how doodling turned into his job.
Radioactive's Isaac Norin has the story.
I've grown up just always really having a, you know, admiring art and really just into it, always kind of sketching in my school books, and just really appealed to me. My teen years, 15, 16 years old, I really got into tattooing and started, you know, becoming more interested in it and wanting them, and didn't really know how to go about becoming a, you know, professional tattooist myself. So I just always kept in the back of my mind and kept at it. And when the right opportunity came up, I took it, and it's worked out. A friend of mine, while I was working at a restaurant, had gotten an apprenticeship in a local shop and suggested I went down and talk to him as well. So I made my way down there pretty quick, and before I knew it, you know, I was able to kind of start coming in and showing up and doing all the grunt work, cleaning bathrooms and making the drawings for the real tattoo guys. And yeah, just, you know, had to start there, and putting up with all that crap didn't get where I am now. Having the first steps under my belt as, you know, in a professional apprenticeship, and, you know, actually having some guidance as for the direction I wanted to go in, at that point I kind of knew I wanted to do nothing else, so just kind of kept with it and wouldn't take no for an answer and just keep progressing and can't imagine doing anything else, so. I've got a lot of things on my legs that I tattooed on myself when I had no one else to tattoo, really, and I wanted just to be tattooed. I wanted to make tattoos, and yeah, I had to start somewhere, so I was my own guinea pig and made some friends, lost some friends doing it on them, so that's the way it was. I want to be able to kind of give clients the best I can give them and just cherish it. It's something that each individual, you know, sees differently, and it's one of those things, you know, if you see a piece of art that you want to wear on your body forever, you know, definitely go for it. Happy with the artwork I put out, but I always know there's progression, and it's one of those things, the more you do it, the better you get. You know, if you want to get good at drawing a dragon, you draw, you know, 100 of them and see where you get with those and progress from there.
So do you sketch a lot then?
A lot of it's now just drawing for clients and upcoming tattoos and artwork.
How would you describe your style of tattooing?
I think a little more of a blend of what would be called traditional tattooing, you know, Americana, just very bold outlines, primary colors. Oh, you know, anything that's just fun, colorful, bold, things that I like to kind of, I don't know, I like appealing things, things that catches someone's eye, and I want people to look at it and just be impressed by, you know, the cleanliness of it and how colorful it is and how bright it is and whatever the subject matter is, just make sure it's a cool-looking tattoo. A lot of new clientele every year. We have students that come through, and we also have, at least have the students for the 4 years they're here and in the area that we could, you know, build some good relationships and make some cool tattoos and great clientele, and always have a new run of kids each a year that come through and, you know, give us a new, new group of fresh skin, I guess to say.
So, I have a friend who wants a red caboose on their butt as a tattoo.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It's kind of strange. Do you want any of your doodles as a tattoo?
Definitely a teapot. Definitely a teapot.
What? No Sasquatch?
Well, the Sasquatch is good, but imagine a teapot. Like, just a teapot. Like, it's so simple, it's crazy.
But, like, what about a Sasquatch and, like, a flying teapot? Or a purple furry teapot with wings, or a rainbow teapot with wings.
Well, that concludes our show. Remember to check us out at kuow.org/radioactive.
Or on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
Thank you to Shrikar Penumaka for asking people what they like to doodle.
And my co-host, Carlos Nieto, for talking to Katie Sewell about the doodle book at KUOW.
And my guy, Isaac Noren, for his story about how doodles turn into a career. And extra special thanks to Lila Katayev and Jenny Asarno for being awesome mentors and editors.
See you next week, Seattle.
Action!